Hi, everybody. This is the Steve Barish Healing Hour, and I just want to say hello to everybody. I know there's some new stations out there, and I want to welcome you to www.bbsradio.com. This evening, what I'd like to talk about is love and compassion. We don't seem to be using as much as the potential as God has given us to use. And the way to do that is through meditation and love of self. What I'm talking about is that we need to leave our other selves behind and gather our forces that are within inside of ourselves and push them forward. In other words, we need to let go. It's very important to have the experience of letting go to be able to create creation every day as God does, that we can actually create what we want and what we need to have. It's very important to understand that love is abound and we need to use it as well as we possibly can. Some of us don't use it as much as others, and others don't use it as much as others. But we can reach full potential. And the way that we can reach full potential is a very important word. We need to master our brain. The brain functions in two different hemispheres. We have the male and female side of the brain. And we need to start learning how to connect for males is to connect to the female side. The female side of the brain, which is the intuition, and the more of the stellar side of the brain, the more equal side of the brain. It's very important for male and female to get in touch with the opposite side of ourselves and to be able to feel that and to be able to work with that and to be able to make it as powerful as you possibly can. And the way to do that is very simple. It's all through meditation. We need to ask God to connect us to our female side. It's not something that comes easy, but it can be done, and it can be done fairly quickly. Once we connect to that side of ourselves, it has nothing to do with homosexual. It has nothing to do with that nature at all. But what we are doing is connecting with the male and female side of ourselves. That's very important to do. Now, before we go on further, let me give you out some phone numbers here so we can really, really talk about this. And also, I do healings, as you know, and I'm willing to help you as much as I possibly can. We have 1-877-876-5227. That is the United States. And 1-888-815-9756 is the U.S. and Canada. And direct is 1-530-876-9146. It's very important that we meditate on proper things. In other words, just don't meditate for meditation's sake. Meditate on what's important for you. In other words, you can let everything go, but put in your mind and let it go at the same time that you want to connect to the female and male side of your brain. What that will do is give you complete, mastery over the brain. It's very important to be able to use both sides of the brain simultaneously. In other words, what I'm saying to you is that when I'm doing massage work, I'm connecting to both male and female sides of myself. The male side is very strong. The female side is actually even stronger. And what we can do is actually see angels. We can see guides. We can see anything that you want to see as long as you're connecting to the female and male side of yourself. So in other words, if I'm working on a client, in my massage room and energy room, I'm able to see the people underneath the table, the energy under the table, the energy above the table, the people above the table, the guides, the angels, and even the Holy One, blessed be His name, comes in the room. You need to be able to clear your mind to be able to use the forces that God has given us. The more clear that we are, the more sincere that we can get in touch with who we are, the more truth we have, you can live that truth and honor that truth and be that truth. So it's very important that when you're meditating, put that in your mind, but let it go. And the reason that I'm saying that is that the mind already knows what you want. And what will happen is that you will open up to that part of your body. Now, there's a lot of changes that go on. We're talking about the DNA strands. We're talking about all the other parts of your body, the atomic structure, the cellular structure. Things change automatically, and they change instantaneously. Things can happen so fast that to keep up with it is pretty impossible, and that's why it's very important to let go of the energies that we have, because the energies we have will change instantaneously if one lets go. So the changes nullify what happened yesterday, and the changes can be very, very complete if you keep your mind open and you allow things to leave. The most important thing that we can do is to love ourselves as ourselves, and to be able to open up to different levels of energy that will enhance our behavior in terms of loving kindness. I had a woman, a very sweet woman from Germany about 3 years ago, and her son is one of my best friends. And she had an awful situation where she was in Germany, and God bless her, she's around 80, I believe about 86. And she was witness to what was going on in the death camps. And she came to me, and she was very, very upset and didn't know why she was so upset. Within the first week or two that I worked on her, we needed to realize, and we realized that she was connected to the ground, and in the ground was the blood, and the blood was asking to be, please let us go. Please let us go back to heaven. The ground was soaked with that blood and the memory of it. And what I did was go into the ground and feel it psychically and be able to clear it. And the way that I cleared it was, is that I used the energy, and it took me a few years to be able to clear the energy enough to understand that the light that I was bringing down from heaven, the beautiful light, I've done this for a number of weeks now on the program, maybe even months, where I'm bringing energy down that's 4 feet wide. It's pure white light. It goes into the ground, goes to the center of the earth, and comes back up towards from the center of the earth through the body and connects to heavenly energy on the other side. So what I did the other day was is that I went into the ground, and finally the light took the energy of the blood and took it home. It's very important that to get to these levels of energy, you need to be able to keep your mind as clear as a bell. You have to keep your mind as clear as you can to be able to understand the exact root of what needs to be done. And it takes a long time. Sometimes it could take 2 minutes. Sometimes it could take 2 years. This happened 4 years ago, and eventually through my own growth and through God's love that I was able to free the blood and the thought of the blood, because blood does think. And there were thousands and thousands of people's blood in the ground, and that was released by bringing the heavenly light into the ground and clearing it. So there's nothing that we can't do. The only thing that we can't do is that we need to allow our minds to open up, to be able to free ourselves, to be able to help people at limits even past their own lives. It's very important to realize that we have the ability, God has given us the ability, to be able to help one another, to be able to free one another, to be able to see what we need to do. And so it's extremely important that we do this in a very, very beautiful way. And the most beautiful way I know is the connection between yourself and God. Tonight, if anybody needs to call in, please, I would love to heal a lot of people this evening. Usually I have about five or six people to call in, so the earlier we can get in touch with this, we can help each other an awful lot by clearing things around Christmas time or around New Year's time or around Hanukkah time or whatever we need to do. I'm more than happy to be able to help you. The energy that comes down from heaven, if you want to make a connection with me, what we can do is open up the left and right side of the brain. What we'll do is go through a meditation, a very simple meditation. I will get you grounded. You'll be able to feel yourself being grounded. You'll be able to feel the white light in front of you. What we'll do is to go into a simple meditation right now. It'll take about 3 minutes to do. So what we need to do is just sit down and or stand up and relax, whatever you want to do. You can lay down. It doesn't matter. What matters is the connection. If you just clear your minds, just allow your mind to relax. That's it. Let everything go around you. You should be able to feel that relaxation already. That's it. Take a good deep breath in. Breathe it right in through the center of your body, all the way through. That's it. Just create that healing inside your body. Now, I understand, I see a lot of darkness out there, and that'll be cleared. So just allow yourself to be. Allow yourself to have the freedom of giving into the light. Okay, so what we're going to do is that we're going to relax right now. You should be able to feel yourself even going further into yourself, in the internal part of you, and just let that negative energy come out. That's it. Just connect to it. We need to connect to the darkness as well as the light. If you want the darkness to move, you have to connect to it. There's nothing to be afraid of. That's it. Just allow yourself to sink into that energy. Good. Now, in front of you, if you move your hand slowly within a foot and a half of yourself, you'll be able to feel a giant pillar of light. That pillar of light is right from heaven. If you touch that either with both hands or one hand, that will go through your body in approximately 1 second. That's it. Just allow that energy to work through you. It's already clearing you. You should be able to feel tingling all through your body. Now, I'm not going to talk for about 30 seconds, so allow that energy to go through you. Very good. You should be able to feel a lot more light in your body and around your body right now. Good. Stay completely focused where you're at. You're going to be opening up to more energy both on the male and female side of yourself. If you're ready for that, it will happen. So please, just be ready for it. Allow that energy to pass through you. If you're female, you will be getting in touch with more male side. If you're male, you will be getting in touch with more female side. Allow yourself to, that's it. Just allow that to make a good connection. Good. You should be able to feel the left side of your body clearing more. That's the entire left side of the body. You should be able to see darkness and light at all the same time. Very good. And for ladies, you should be able to feel that right side opening up. That's it. Good. Allow that to open up more. What you're doing is getting in touch with both male and female, which will allow your aura to expand probably about 10 times as much. Allow yourself to be focused. You're doing a great job. You should be able to feel that focus right between your eyes. In other words, if you're feeling it, you should be able to feel the energy between your eyes. You should be able to feel that energy all through your body and just allow that energy to clear. Now, both sides of the orbs of the brain are starting to open up. Just allow that to expand. You should be able to feel the expansion of it. It should be a lot more than what you're used to, but please go with it. That's it. That's it. You should be able to feel a lot more opening, a lot more dimensional thinking. That's it. And you should be dimensionally thinking about more light. Don't be afraid of the confusion. It will go away in a couple seconds here. And here it goes. Just, that's it. And if you open up your eyes very slowly, you should see more light around you. If you have any greenery in the house, any kind of flowers, just take a look around you. I think that you'll see more light. You'll be able to see the colors more vividly. It doesn't take much to do this. It just takes to honor yourself and allow yourself to be free. That's wonderful. That's really wonderful. You should be able to feel yourself even more open than before. You should feel yourself very clear, very balanced, very grounded at this particular point. You'll see that you'll have a lot more peripheral vision on both left and right side. Both should be equally open. Both sides of the brain are equally open right now, so you should be able to see a lot more to your left and to your right. I had a very dear friend who I befriended the other day, and she was coming in for some work. We were just talking, and we were able to open up her brain on the table on both sides, and I think she felt a lot better. At least that's what she told me. And she's a very, very sweet person. What we're doing right now is that we're reaching around the world, and we're doing the same thing on a world band. So if you're able to be able to breathe, you should be able to take this in and just allow yourself to be. It's very important to allow yourself to be. You don't have to fight anything. You don't have to thwart anything off. You should be clear as a bell. Your mind should be very, very open right now, and even more inquisitive than it was before. We have to remember there's a lot of people that are sleeping out there. And the people that are waking up are the people that are doing this right now. We're just opening up the brain and allowing it to be exposed to a lot more light and a lot more love, and to be able to handle both sides of your brain. That feels really good to me. If there's anybody out there that would like to call in to verify what we're doing, it would be appreciative. I know that it's working, and I know that people are listening, and I know that you feel a lot better. So if anybody's out there and wants to call in, that would be wonderful. I know that this is Christmas weekend, and it might be a little slow out there, but we're doing a great job with the people that are listening. And if anybody wants to call in, if anybody needs a healing, please don't hesitate, because that's what I'm all about. The energies that are around us, that are coming into the planet now, planet Earth, are extremely powerful. I've been able to see the Andromedans walking around, so there's a lot of Andromedans on our planet. There's a lot of Palladians on the planet. And there's a lot of energy that's being used on the planet right now in a very, very good way. There's a lot of us that really want to make the planet a better place. And that's what we're doing right now. So to be able to feel that kind of energy, allow yourself to be free. Allow yourself to let the blockages go. Be in touch with who you are. And I'll give you a couple of my sayings, so if anybody wants pencil and paper, now's the time to get it, and I will give you some of the sayings that God gave me. And hopefully that'll help you a lot, and you'll be able to understand things a little clearer with these sayings.
Hello.
Hi.
This is Susan. I just did the meditation, and it was just so wonderful with
you. Oh, thank you.
And but I wanted to say, my peripheral vision opened up quite a bit, but then right in the middle in front of me, it was just like wavy. I was getting like real wavy, you know, like when you look
out. Could you do me a favor, Susan?
Yes.
Could you shut off your background radio, honey? It's reverberating through the phone.
Okay, is that better?
Yeah, that sounds a lot better, dear.
Yeah, when I opened my eyes, you know, to the side was real clear, but right in front, I was getting like shimmering, like a mirage.
Yes, what you're doing, let me tell you what's happening, honey, so you'll know, is that you're going into a higher state of consciousness. When you go into a higher state of consciousness, and people, this is good for everybody to know, when you're going into a higher state of consciousness, sometimes you'll have that shimmering because things are happening so fast that you're hitting energies that you that your eyes and brain are not used to.
Yeah.
So that's what'll cause that shimmering, honey. That's fairly normal. Now you should be able to see things a lot clearer right now. Does that?
Oh,
feel
I
better?
Do. I do. Yeah, I mean, honey. I was looking around. There's all kind of little whatnots, and everything's just so distinct. You know, every line, every color. Everything's just, you know, just amazing. Brighter, like you say, everything's just so
Right. Everything will be much keener, brighter. Now, the most amazing thing that you're going to find out, Susan, is this. People are going to say things to you, and you'll be able to finish their sentences before they even finish it. You'll know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
And this will happen through everything, honey. Everything that you do right now with your male and female side of the brain that's open, you're going to be much more keener in sense. Mm, in other words, if you want to have a really good time, Susan, what you can do is go outside, hug a tree, and see what happens. You'll be able to feel the energy of the tree just coming right through you.
Yeah, I'm just so connected with my trees already, you know. I
can't wonderful.
Care without my trees around me.
Yeah.
I'm a woodland person anyway. And
wonderful. What you can do also to have a lot of fun, pick up a stone and put it in your hand and just feel it. And then put it back where it needs to be, because what will happen is that the stone will actually talk to you. And it's a lot of fun. I mean, I remember taking a stone home, and it wanted to go back where it was, and I had to take it back.
Yeah, it wanted to go back home.
Absolutely.
I'm a big rock person, too. I'm a stick and rock person, and I'm just having so much fun with this right now, and the healing is just incredible that I've been receiving the last 3 months now. I've been working with others, and I found you today, and I said, well, I'm listening to you today. And I just clicked in onto the meditation, and of course I'm hooked into the transmissions, the energy transmissions today too, and I'm going into that at 8:00 my time. And,
wonderful.
I'm just loving every minute of it. And
good.
I'm trying to let everyone know about what it's about, you know, why we're trying to do this. But I just wanted to let you know about the shimmering, though, because I haven't never experienced that before.
Shimmering is just the clarity, honey. In other words, you're getting rid of a lower level of energy and taking in a higher level of energy.
And I felt it too. I had I think my male side's probably been more open. I don't know why, but I've always been more in tune with my masculine side, although I'm very feminine too. But
right.
I think I'm opening my feminine side more.
Yes, yes. And, I can tell you that your brain is open. It's open very, very well. I'm looking at it right now.
Well, I was going to say, I had a little slight pain right before down in my right side, and it just completely went. It just completely disappeared. In 5 seconds of getting into the meditation, so it's gone.
Terrific.
And I just feel great right now. Thank you so much, Mr.
Well, let me talk to you for a second because there's more to do here.
Okay.
What I would like you to do is just take in a good breath all the way through. Okay. And what I would like you to say on the next breath is, I breathe in the breath of God. And see what happens. I breathe in the breath of God. How does that feel?
It's just a real cool sensation. I feel so cool and relaxed.
Good, good. Where are you calling from, Susan?
I'm in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. So we're about, 1,000 miles away from each other.
Hey, I feel like just sitting right here next to me.
Right. What I would like you to do, Susan, is take your hand and open it up like you're going to shake my hand.
Okay.
Okay? What I'm going to do, and we're 1,000 miles away, I'm taking my hand, and right at your fingertips right now, you should be able to feel that energy. Can you feel that?
I do feel it.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
There's no... What I'm trying to say is that your aura, there's no limit to the aura. The aura is in heaven, honey.
Yeah.
The aura comes from God. So when somebody tells you that your aura is only 2-3 inches from your body, that's not the case.
No,
the case is that there's no limit to the aura.
I don't believe that either, yeah.
Right. Now, also, I can tell you that your DNA is clearer, your RNA is clearer, your blood is thinking clearer. Everything on you is opening up to a much higher level of energy. So that's what it feels like to me, and I'm watching everything clearing as we're speaking. So that's wonderful. Thank you so much for calling, Susan. That was very kind of you.
Are you on Sunday through Saturday?
I'm on just Saturday evenings, and once in a while I'm on the Fred Bell Show. Probably every 2-3 weeks I'm on the Fred Bell Show.
Okay. Well, I'm going to catch you again next Saturday.
Wonderful.
Nice.
Please do.
Thank you very much.
As a matter of fact, call me next Saturday and tell me how much more you're open up, because this change is eternal, honey.
Yes. Yes, it
okay.
is. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, honey. So anyhow, what we can do, we can allow ourselves the growth to be able to help each other in whatever we want to do. There's no limit to what we can do. There's no limit to what we can do in nature. As long as we have loving kindness and we're breathing that loving kindness and allowing those things to change, the breath itself can change things instantaneously if we allow ourselves to think of it. So what I'm saying to you is that don't allow yourself to shortcome yourself. Allow yourself to realize that there's no limit in what you can do or what you can speak or the truth that you have. We can get in touch with true truth, and that true truth is right with God. And once we make that connection is never, ever broken. So in other words, the connection we have at a regular sitting is exactly what we had before. But to make a breakthrough, to connect both sides of the brain, to a heavenly type of energy that can be open to be able to feel a lot more, then that's what we want to do, and that's what we're all about. So to keep it as simple as we can, let me give you some of the sayings that I receive from heaven, and I'll give you two or three of them, and if you write them down, you'll be able to just listen to them and repeat them once in a while, and I think you'll find a lot will happen. The first one is, and I'll repeat it twice and slower. The truth to me is very profound. It is a flower. The truth to me is very profound. It is a flower, a balance, a key to my soul, of never-ending love to myself. The truth to me is very profound. It is a flower, a balance, a key to my soul, of never-ending love to myself. The next one is, I glow in my own aperture of loveliness. I glow in my own aperture of loveliness, not limited to Mother Earth. These sayings I got over 30 years ago. And what I glow in my own aperture of loveliness, not, okay, and what that means is that the aura, once you make that connection with the aura to heaven, you're opening up to everything. Or you have opened up to everything in terms of energy. And that's on your first spiritual growth of really being able to understand that there's no limit to what we can do. I glow in my own aperture of loveliness, not limited to Mother Earth. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. My name is Bonnie, and I'm
I'm
asking for a healing for both my mom, who is 100.
Oh, God bless her. could you do me a favor and
yes.
Shut your radio off, honey? I'm having reverberation. That's it. Thank
There's
you.
No radio on.
Oh, okay. Something was reverberating through the phone, so.
I could, I'll shut the door. Maybe you're hearing something from the kitchen. Just a moment.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm back. Is that better?
Oh, that's much better. Thank
okay,
you.
Good.
Your mom's 100. God bless her. And
she's 100, and she's having difficulty swallowing now. And
okay.
I think she's close to being with the Lord.
Okay.
And I was just diagnosed with a grade 3 breast cancer. So
what kind of cancer, dear?
A grade 3 breast
okay.
cancer.
Okay. What we're doing is we're opening up your heart right now.
All right.
I'm looking at your cancer. What we're going to do is just breathe, honey. Just breathe right through it. You should be able to feel the energy flowing through your body and opening up very quickly. Just relax and let go, honey. That's it. That's it. Just hello?
Yes.
Are you with me, honey?
Yes, I am. I've been
okay,
breathing.
Good. Are you breathing clearer?
Yes, I am.
Good.
I
good,
am breathing clearer.
Good. What we want to do is allow you to open up to even more.
All right.
You're doing great. That's it. You're doing fabulous, honey. You should be able to feel white light all through your body now. Can you feel that?
I'm feeling it.
Good. very good. How does that energy feel, honey?
It feels very good. It feels very good.
You should be able to feel yourself opening up more. You should be able to feel more peripheral vision. You should be able to feel your lungs opening up to a greater amount of energy.
It may be. I might have some microscopic cancer cells in my lung, too, because my daughter-in-law saw pink cells in my right lung close to the where the cancer
That's why I'm talking about the cells, honey, the lungs.
Okay.
You're opening up to some beautiful energy. That's it. And you're opening up all through your body. We're getting into your gut now.
Do you see something there?
No, 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 no. We're just opening you up, honey. I'm opening up to your fifth brain.
Oh, I see.
Okay. No, no, no. There's nothing there. I'm just taking you to a higher dimensional level of energy. You should feel a lot more grounded and a lot more focused. Can you feel that?
I do, and I feel like I have more strength.
There you go. Right. What I want you to do, honey, in front of you, about a foot and a half, is a light that's 4 feet wide. That light is coming directly from heaven. What I would like you to do is to hold out your hand and put it right into the white light. You'll feel a tremendous amount of energy a foot and a half in front of you. So very slowly move your hand into that light. That's it, right there. You should have got a surge of energy right through your body all the way down to your feet.
My hand is tingling.
Yes, I bet it is. What I would like you to do right now is to stand up and slowly walk right into that light. That's it, you're right there.
I'm in the light.
There you go, honey. How does that feel?
More peaceful.
Good, honey. We're going to take some of that energy and we're going to pass that to your mother. The light is right in front of your mother. Is she with you, dear?
Yes, she's sitting laying next door to me.
Okay. Do me a favor. Mm-hmm. Take your hand.
Mm-hmm.
Can you reach her from there?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What I want you to do is to take your right index finger and take her right index finger.
I'm sorry.
And just
my right index finger and do
take
what?
Take your index finger, your right index finger, and take your is it your grandmother?
No, it's my mother.
Your mother, okay. Take her right finger and touch that finger. You'll feel a tremendous amount of energy going from you to her and from her to you.
Yes.
Yes. You should be able to feel that right now. Yes. Does that feel good, honey?
It does.
Yes, good.
Tingling all the way up my arm, into my back, and into my breast.
Yes, it is. Ask your mom if her throat is a lot better right now, honey.
She's sleeping right now.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. Don't wake her.
Okay.
Don't wake her, honey. That's fine. Her throat will be a lot better when she wakes up.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank
You're
you.
Welcome, honey. Let's
thank
just
you.
Work. Let's work with you right now.
Okay.
All right. I want you to take that energy and allow that energy to go where it wants to go in your body. Don't try to control it.
Okay.
Okay. Just let it go through your body, honey.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. You should be able to feel that energy going through the top of your head now and through the bottom of your feet.
I do.
Good, honey.
Should I still be holding her finger?
No, she's all done, honey.
Okay.
And it works instantaneously.
Oh.
So. But what we want to do is help you as much as we possibly can this evening. Very good. You should be breathing an awful lot better, honey.
I am. I'm much more at peace.
Good, honey. Good. what we need to do is that we need to get in touch with all your compassion.
All right.
And all your love. And just stand in that love, honey. Let God do his work. That's it.
I have a lot of people praying.
You bet. I can feel that, honey. Ah, that vibration is so wonderful going through your body. Are you going to see the doctor soon?
I see the oncologist for my report on how I, where I am standing on the test results, which will determine the type of heavy chemotherapy I'll need. I have the same cancer as, the grade of cancer as Lance Armstrong.
Oh.
So it's
okay.
Very aggressive.
Right, right, right. I think this light is a lot more aggressive, honey.
I know it is. I know it is.
That's wonderful. You should be feeling a lot better right now. A lot lighter and a lot cleaner.
Thank you so much.
I can't say what I would like to say over the air because if the government's listening or a doctor's listening, I could be in a lot of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm just going to tell you is I hope that you feel a lot better, honey.
I feel a lot better.
I bet you do.
I believe in healing. I believe in God's healing.
You bet. That light will be with you for quite some time. So anytime you need that light, just stand in there for yourself.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you so much.
Please call me and let me know how you're doing. I'm very interested.
I will call you back. Thank you.
Okay. God bless you, dear.
Bless
Bye-bye.
You, too.
So anyhow, that's the way everything is working, and that's the way, and that's what we can do. I can't say what I want to say over the air. It's not supposed to be that way, so we have to play. We have to play their game, not mine. What we can do is that when we open up to more compassion and more love, we can do an awful lot. And there's no limit to what we can do. Believe me when I tell you, there's no limit. We just need to be able to let go and let love heal and let the compassion heal. I remember listening to the Art Bell show, I think it was about 7 or 8 years ago, and there was a young man that was 10 years old that was filled with cancer, and through his compassion, he healed himself. And there's no limit, as what I said before, that we can't reach and no height that we can't reach. So anything that we want, we can do. There's, again, no limit. If anybody else out there needs a healing, please let me help you as much as I can before we go off the air. It's about, it's almost 6:46, so we do have a good 10 minutes left. Just try to remember that we have the abilities. All we need to do is get in touch, open up our male and female side, get in touch with the energy that's within us that God has promised, and that energy is within us all the time. Allow yourself to heal through the healing energy of God. He's the most powerful. He's our Father. He's everything to us. We need to believe in him as much as we need to believe in ourselves. And I do have a shirt that I put out on the market. And it is, if you want to look at it, it's on my internet. I'm not trying to sell it to make money. That's not what I'm about. What I'm trying to do is allow you to understand that there are powers out there that do heal. And these shirts do heal. It's from a very dear friend of mine who made that design, and she's fantastic with design. She has worked in nature for the past 40 years, 50 years, and she's very, very powerful with it. It really does work. These shirts are fantastic in terms of energy. I know that I've given a couple out, and they do work. And also, it has the name of Believe on it, that we need to believe in ourselves. We need to believe in God. If you take a look at it, you want it, give us a call. If you don't want it, that's okay, too. But what I'm saying to you is that if you have to believe, you need to believe in you. It's so important because we have the ability to heal. We have the ability to heal everybody on this planet. We have the ability to let our auras just glow. The aura is infinite. It is eternal. You have to believe that. I've had people go out on the streets after having a healing. They will heal people around them. The aura just glows with pure white light. And it will heal people without them even knowing it. And they will receive it in their aura, and then so forth and so on. So there's a lot that we can do, even as a single individual. I'm only a blade of grass or a piece of sand, just one strand. But we can change the world. We can actually change everything in it to the best of our ability. And we need to be able to do that through love and through compassion, and to be able to help our neighbors as much as ourselves. Remember what it says in the Torah and the Old Testament and the New Testament. It's love our neighbor as ourself. It's so important to do. We have the abilities to heal our neighbors. We have the abilities to stop war. We have the abilities to keep cancer off the planet. There's so much that we can do. Please, don't stop and just work at it. Just be as normal as you possibly can by allowing yourself to let go, get in touch with the male and female energies. You will be getting in touch with the male and female universal energy. And believe me, it does work. There is DNA, there's RNA, there's everything in the world is all connected. There's no disconnection. So please work at it. Allow yourself to be the best that you can possibly be. It's so important to allow ourselves to wake up. We need to wake up out of our sleep to understand that we have the ability to heal the world. We have the ability to heal our neighbor. We have the ability to heal everything around us. And it's so important to get in touch with that. And to get in touch with that, you need to get in touch with yourself. And that's what I'm all about. That's what we can do to help ourselves. So allow yourself. Give yourself the wonderfulness of being able to get in touch with whatever it is that you want to do. Oh, more sayings. Yes, I need to give you a couple more sayings. Let's see here. Let me reach back in my pocket and see what we can get here. Pocket being that I keep all my sayings in my heart. Okay. Be not afraid of who you are, for who you are is what I am. Be not afraid of who you are, for who you are is what I am. If you seek me, you will find me in the innermost part of your beingness. It is light to the soul. It is wisdom of the ages. If you seek me, you will find me in the innermost part of your beingness. Which means that if you open yourself up to God, you will have the wisdom that you need. You will have the love that you need. You'll be able to reach heights of energy that you never thought possible. If you let go and let God come in even more, it's not a matter of just letting go. It's a matter of just letting go. When you reach the heights of energy levels that you can reach, and to be able to hear yourself and to be able to hear your children or hear your wife and be kind to them. It's so important to be kind and loving and compassionate. It's so important to allow yourself to be. Give yourself the freedom that you need. Those are the four sayings that I wanted to leave with you tonight about these messages I got straight from God. If you look up my itinerary, you'll see that years ago, he came to me and opened me up. It's been one pleasure after another. If you have that white light in front of you, which you should have, I think I'm up to about 14 or 15 million people that we're touching worldwide. That light is in front of you. Each one of you who are listening to this program right now have got that 4-foot cylindrical white light right in front of you. Step into it. Use it well. It is a gift from heaven. Don't let it go to waste. It's there for you. It's there to wake you up. It's there to give you the love that you need to be able to move further on and on. Try to be the best that you can possibly be. We need you so much now. Allow your angels to come through. Allow God to come through you. Allow that loving energy just to go through you. I've had people go into nirvana within the first 30 seconds of being into that light. So please allow that. That is not coming from me. That is coming from heaven. I have nothing to do with it. I'm just a conduit. I'm just like you. I'm nobody special. I'm just Steve Barish. That's all that I am. Just be as well as you possibly can. And use this energy as much as you possibly can. Give yourself the love that you need. Give the self the love that you want. There's a lot of people out there that are glowing. Their hearts are just glowing now. I'm connected to so many people, and I can see their hearts just glowing. It's so important. Everything that we do, everything that we touch has got God in it. It has us in it. We have the spark of God in us. And I think it's so much fun doing this kind of work with you. And I hope that there's a lot of people that next week will want to call and be able to help them as much as we can. The energies that are flowing through us right now are tremendous. You should feel like you're in touch with your big Steve or you're in touch with your big self, because that's where you're at. You should be able to feel your bigger self. You should be able to feel your higher self. I can feel my higher Steve. And if there's Wendy's out there and Claire's and Bruce's, and you should be able to feel yourself in touch with your higher self. That's what the show is all about. Being in touch with the higher energies. Being in touch with God. Being in touch with everything that is good and light and wonderful. And that's what I'm all about. It's so wonderful to be able to touch you in terms of this healing light and to be able to give you part of me. Be able to give you part of the light. I don't think it's as much as me as it is the light that's coming down from heaven, but I feel like I'm touching an awful lot of people, and it feels really, really good to be able to help people all around the world. I need to sign off now. It's 6:57. I've got to be off the air at 6:58, so I just wanted to thank Dr. Fred Bell for being one of my best friends on the planet, and his also his wonderful fiance. And it's just wonderful knowing that I'm going to be out there in February. We're going to do quite a show out there, I believe. And so that's it. And I want to thank you so much for listening to the show. And anytime I can ever help you, please don't hesitate to call. That's what I'm all about. My front door is always open, and I'm willing to talk to you and help you as much as I can. God bless you, and good night.